You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jayzsocialenterprises.com. Today, this show is brought to you by Bay Leaf Communications. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an awesome guest back on the line, Earl Battle, who is the founder of Battle Designs. Hi, hey. Earl. How are you today?
Good, Jay-Z. How are you? I'm doing great.
Good. I'm so glad to have you back. This is so awesome. And of course, now it's summer. So yeah. We get to talk about all these amazing things that you're doing since we last chatted.
Oh, yes. I'm working on two new collections. Actually, a summer collection for my Battle Designs and a summer collection for Solar Flare, which is my eco-friendly.
That's freaking awesome. So yeah. How did this new layout of designs for summer come about? What inspired your designs?
Well, it inspired me to go back to the basics. Somebody said to me that they couldn't, well, they didn't say it to me, they said it to somebody else, and then I found out that they couldn't wear a couple of my pieces because it didn't suit them. And I was like, what? So
that's not very nice. Like, what the hell? Right. Nice.
So I said, well, how could I make something that everybody could wear and they have no problem with it? And I thought, well, let's go back to the basics. And basically, this is what most of the ideas came from, is going back to the basics. I'm working with a lot of chiffon, a lot of cotton, with colors and prints and stuff like that, so that you can look at these things in a different light. I want them to be like you can wear them in the office, but also go out in them because they have that kind of feel to them and they're comfortable.
Right. So they can be like full day to night outfits. You don't need to add anything. Correct. Unless it's like accessories or whatever.
Right.
Which you do have too, right?
Yep. I have some accessories too. I planned it when I first started this thing. I wanted to do a one-stop online thing where you went, you found an outfit, you could buy, you know, you could get the bracelet, the jewelry, or you, if you're a man, you could get a tie. So that's how I started with that whole thing. And then I now started to slim down. So I wanted to specify in certain areas that you can get a day and evening wear or something as a gift, as a side. So those accessories will be gifts now so
love
that you
it.
Can purchase inside.
So what colors are you finding, you know, as a designer that are in right now for the summer?
Oh, again, the yellow, but not like the bright, like lemon yellow, a darker yellow color. The blues, the blue greens, red still coming in, but different shades of reds are not that bright lipstick red. They're like a muted red.
Like a Marilyn Monroe kind of color, right?
Correct.
One for lips. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
Very, very cool. When I think red, I think her because she just always stood out that way to me.
Yeah, encompasses that. So
yeah.
That sort of thing.
That's awesome.
And hopefully that's going along the lines of the basic stuff that I'm designing and putting on to the new collection here.
That's so exciting. So how many signature looks do you have right now? Like how many for women, how many for men?
Right now for women, I have the most. I have about I have about 30 different looks.
Wow.
I pared some down into some office sort of looks that you could wear there. They fit the body nicely and give you enough room, but they also look professional, but they can also go out and they're done with a double knit and then some cotton. And then the Solar Flare, I have more cotton prints. The prints that I'm getting block prints from India, and the cotton has this nice sturdy feel to it, but is not that thin sort of wear out in a minute cotton where you try it on once and it's worn out in a day and then you have to throw it away. This is a sturdier cotton that can take the wear and tear and also is comfortable. It will fit to you, basically.
Amazing. And this is a new thing that you're adding to the line, right? So I did want to talk about that, which is, and it's eco-friendly and all that kind of stuff, which is great.
Yep, I'm getting it from this Indian company that does the solar-powered generated engines and machines, and they also generate the fabric itself through Solar Flare machine-powered weaving machines. And then they have a block printing section, which I'm using as well to make these different designs so I can get more prints and colors out to the public.
That's so fabulous. Oh, my God. Being a designer is so fun. It's constantly using your creative brain, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, when it comes, you know, just out of curiosity, when it comes to, like, figuring out terms of fitting, you know, like a particular, whether it's male or female, how do you get fit models? Like, how does that even work? I'm sure people who are listening always wonder, like, you know, how do designers determine sizing?
The fit model is usually a model size that you're looking for. Like I usually will do a fit model for a fashion show. So it'll be size 6, 8, and 10. And then outside of that, I'll use professional people, normal people. Like I have a friend who is now coming in who's a plus size model, and not to jump on the plus size bandwagon, but there are people out there who are in the plus size range and also 30 and above who are looking for stuff that fit that sort of style they're into.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm finding that that's becoming a way bigger market too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like there are real women out there. So fit us, not the size 2-0 models.
Right.
The only time I usually do that is for the shows. Most of my stuff is custom made. So if you pull in an order, I email you back a sheet that says, here's a size sheet. What is your measurement? Or what is your ideal figure, so to speak. And then I custom make it to that, to their measurements. So they're getting it to custom fit.
That's so awesome. Now, of course, I want to talk about the baby line that you've started, which is so exciting. Congrats.
Baby battle.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. And I love the plaids, and there's a fur pink coat on your website I'm obsessed with. Oh, my God. It's so cute.
It's all this cute stuff.
Yeah. So what inspired this side of your line?
I said I needed to do something else.
Right.
And I kept thinking. I said I need a children's wear line. And I threw a couple of names around and I said, how can I make this so it's not a harsh name? Because battle is like really strong and in there, it's a fight sort of thing. I said, how do I make this like cutesy so that people will look at it and say, oh yeah, baby battle is so cute.
Yeah, I love it. Babies fighting for their fashion rights,
there
right?
There you go. And you know, babies and kids is what's mine is mine.
Right.
And what's yours is mine.
Exactly, 100%. So,
baby
like,
battle.
I have to ask, because this was a previous question, but, like, do you have baby fit models?
No, not yet. I started off looking into companies and kids' clothes and stuff like that, and I did a show in New Hampshire, and one of the ladies asked me if they could use my child, or their child, not my child. And I said, yes, give me some measurements. And I got some measurements from that, and I said, oh, you know, I can keep going with this, and I got some stuff on Baby Battle right now, which is actually from a couple of companies. But then I decided that I need to make my own stuff. And I'm slowly switching over to now putting more of my stuff into the Baby Battle section and moving it over to the eco-friendly side so I can get more eco-friendly materials and stuff like that in that. So that's how I started with it. And that's it was good. People were like, oh, that's so cute. I like that.
And, right. I love it. And then you also have ties for men that you do, which are awesome. Yeah. So you're really like all across the board. You are like a one-stop shop, which is so awesome. You just need shoes now. You just need to sell shoes.
That's going to be a harder thing to sell. I'm
totally.
Probably going to have to like suggest places to get really good shoes in. And there's several places that I know of, but shoes is a much harder market. And those you have to keep online.
Right.
You know, in hand. And I don't have the warehouse to keep that sort of.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. So is your warehouse in Boston, by the way?
Well, it's not a warehouse. I have a work studio actually in Watertown.
Nice.
And I'm slowly growing out of that. So hopefully soon I'll be getting into a bigger section where I'm going to hire people to actually fit each section. So they're not doing these mass production things. They're doing special orders. So a person will work on one person's order, get it ready, it'll get checked and for quality control, and then it'll be shipped out to the person.
Amazing. So are most of your stuff online? It is pretty much,
most
right?
Most of my stuff is online. Yeah.
Right.
You can call in. I'm going to add another section in for alterations and fittings. Like I have people who just want to have something fitted to them, and that's usually going to be a closer item. So I've been getting a lot of calls for that. You know, can you fit this? I have this stuff already bought. Can you fit in? I was like, yeah, well, let me put something on there or something. I also make things for groups. And I also do a lot of reenactment stuff. So here in Boston, that has to be a staple of life. So I also fit clothing for them and different things for them that I work on, which will go into that new section of alterations and production stuff.
That's so fun. So just out of curiosity for like our new listeners, please share who like is one of the most unique people you've ever designed for.
Ooh, as a battle designer, when I first started out, I got in line with the production company for Miss America pageant.
Cool.
And I did costumes. This is back in the 90s. The costumes for Miss Maine, Vermont, and I think it was Long Island. And that was the most famous people I got hooked up with.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, they wear the most unique stuff, you know? I love their outfits. So did you, I'm assuming you did the evening wear.
No, I did the costumes, you know, where they come out. This is in the 90s, they had the costumes for each of their states. Where they
oh, my God. Goes to show you, like, I just didn't even realize that there was that at that point.
Yeah, back then you had the state costume that they came out in.
Oh, right, when they do their talent. Now yes. I remember. Okay. Now, very, very cool. Well, they were, like, really extravagant things when they do that.
Yes, they did. I did this Maine bird. All these white feathers that came out and went into this long sort of cape thing. And the judges, not the judges, but the producers were also part of a modeling agency. So I got to know them. We became friends and they asked me to do it. And I said, sure. So
that's awesome. Now, I also want to talk about, too, for new listeners, I mean old listeners, too, just to remind all of us that you do teach about your fashion, which is so awesome, you know. So just tell us a little bit about where you do that, the type of people you teach and all that kind of stuff.
Right now, I've switched it over. I was teaching mainstream in Mount Ida College in Newton, and I decided to do more private lessons, and now I do private lessons here in my studio where you can come in, you can say, oh, I want to do draping. I'd like to make my own pieces, and I teach you how to drape and the ins and outs of all that and how to fit people so that you know if you're not just doing it for you, you can do it for somebody else, and then do the ins and outs of costuming for people who want to also know how to put together different costumes and work with feathers and beading and stuff like that.
Love it. That's so awesome. So if somebody that's listening is interested in doing that, how can they get in touch with you for that?
They can get in touch with me. Go right into Battle Designs or battleofearl.com, which is the URL. And that anytime they leave a contact information or just leave a message, it goes right to my computer and to my phone, and I contact them within the hour.
Perfect. And how long do those sessions usually go for?
The sessions usually go for about an hour. We bring them in, we prep them, I give them a lesson plan, and then we go over the stuff and I give them homework, basically stuff they can do at home to help prep them for the next lesson.
That's so fun. And how long is the program itself? Like how many
It all
weeks?
Depends on how far you want to go. I usually do a 10-week session, and then so class one would be for 10 weeks, the next class would be for another 10 weeks, and then so forth and so forth. And if you want to take all 10 courses, you can do that, or you can just take a little bit, you can do that. It's all prepped for what you want to do. We sit down and talk to you and decide, oh, you want to go further than step one and two, you want to go all the way to three, and I, you know, decide I ask them what they want to do and help them decide how far they want to go.
That's awesome. Have you done any prom dresses for like seniors this year? Or
I've done prom dresses and mother of the bride dresses.
Aw, that's awesome.
So now I'm trying to get the bridal section back up again. I did have that section for 10 years where I actually hooked up with a tuxedo place and I did the whole wedding party. I designed the bride's dresses and then did the bridesmaids and then got the best man and the men hooked up with tuxedos. So
that's so awesome.
Now it's into fashion.
No, it is. But it must be like so rewarding too to see like what you've done in pictures. Oh. Like, yeah, I did that. No big deal. Right?
No, it's amazing. People think that, oh, you're enjoying while you're doing it. It's sort of an illusion because you're working on it. You don't get to see it fully until it's on people and it's standing in front of you. And that's when the amazement comes in because you understood what you did. But realizing all in front of you when you've done it all makes the more exciting part where you can see, you know, the colors match and all the fittings line up. And it's a thrill to do it.
Totally. Totally. I can imagine. So let's talk about where you're going to be doing some fashion shows, especially with my company, which is so exciting. So let's first discuss, you know, over the summer leading into the fall, some things that you're doing in Atlanta and all that stuff.
In August is my busy month. I'm going to be doing shows in Atlanta. I'll be doing shows here for New Hampshire with rescue shows for the vets here in Boston. New Hampshire is going to be 3 shows, June, July, and August. Atlanta is going to be the most famous show that's coming up. Not famous, but a very large show. Also, Louisiana is also in August. Then I go into October. I'm hopefully going to be prepping to do shows for next year for in Santo Domingo with Aspiring Magazine, which is Cynthia Hudson in New Hampshire. Where else? I'm going to try to do the New York Fashion Week in September.
That's so, so awesome. A lot of good things, a lot of exciting things.
A lot of exciting things. And yeah, each one I prep a different collection.
Of course, so of course. Because it makes, it's exciting to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
That's why I have 3 already on the build.
Yeah, understandable. And we're so excited to showcase you in September, too, at our Get Seen Magazine fashion show, which will be so fun.
Yes, it's going to be fun. I have some great stuff that's coming up, and I think you'll enjoy seeing it and enjoy having it in your magazine.
For sure, yeah. For sure. And everyone will just have to stay tuned to learn more. So people want to, you know, get in touch with you for wedding stuff, I mean, everything's through battleofworld.com.
Right, battleofworld.com or Battle Designs. You can leave me a message, or you can, if you're on Facebook, you can actually go into Earl Battle or Battle Designs. I should say EJ Battle. And you can leave me a message there or message me. It goes right to my phone. And my phone's always with me, and I can just answer any messages or questions you have right then.
Love it. Now, when you're not working, even though your job is really fun, what do you like to do in your free time?
My free time,
You have free time.
Yeah, that's it. When I have free time, usually that's on the weekends. And I'm a drum major for 2 fife and drum corps. One called Middlesex County Volunteers Fife and Drum Corps, and the other called Grand Republic Fife and Drum Corps. And so you'll see me sometimes in a newspaper in the front of these two different groups, which are both are fun, and marching and doing parades for the weekend for every event. And the next one's going to be next Stars and Stripes in, I think it's Bedford, but the 4th of July, which is going to be in Boston.
How fun is that, Earl? You have such a cool background. So how did you get into drumming? I just feel like fashion and drumming are like 2 different planets.
Well, I came here, and my roommate at the time was a director. There's a bunch of groups of people who didn't want to play the same old, you know, music, fife and drum music, which was Yankee Doodle and these small little things. They wanted some more different tunes and in the same sort of years, the 17th century. And so he sort of convinced me that I would be a great drum major in front of the corps. And so the first 3 months I said no. I'm like, I'm Jamestown, New York. What's a fife and drum corps? What is that?
Well, what is that? Can you even tell us what that is? Because I just hear drumming. Like, I don't know what fifinger is. So tell us.
Well, you see that famous picture of the guy coming over the hill with the flag, and then there's a drummer, but alongside beside is a fifer. It's usually a 6 hole, but it goes all the way up to 12 holes now so that you can play different harmonies.
Cool.
It's usually that old staple one where you see the guy with the flag and the drummer and the fifer, and they basically play basic music from Yankee Doodle to His Majesty's March. And now they've branched it out to they can play all different kinds of music on the 12-hole fife. We can get different harmonies, 3-part harmonies and 4-part harmonies.
That's so awesome. So, like, the way that I would compare it as if people are singing, there's, like, a cappella, there's bass, there's... So that's how you would compare it in terms of drumming.
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. I never knew that. Thanks for sharing that fact. That's
no
cool.
Problem.
So that's what you do in your free time. That's awesome.
That's what I do.
And then you travel for work, so you probably get that out of your system, right?
I get that out of my system. I like to travel too. I also do costumes on the side too. So I go in and see every now and then find a play or an opera that I can do, and I do the costumes for that and design their costumes and spend 6 weeks going over and rebuilding the show. And so that's all hooked up together. It's keeping my creative juices going.
That's really fun. And then, I mean, if you do costumes, you must do some type of like Halloween stuff, right?
Yep, I have people always ask me for
Halloween. Of course. Well, I mean, that's like a big thing for costumes. I'm sure people listening are like, oh, maybe I get a customized Halloween costume.
There you go.
Yeah.
Last year. No, not that one. Was that Morgan's Rum?
Morgan's Rum. Oh, I don't know.
Captain Morgan.
Okay, with the beard and the hat.
Yep. Yep, he stands on the barrel or the stone and has the nice swashbuckler costume.
Oh my God, love it. That's so creative. That's like really unique. Like that's like funny and fun. That's cool. Right. Very cool.
That and Dorothy. Dorothy's a big one.
Oh, Dorothy never gets old. I was Dorothy too at one point when I was younger. Well, I'm so excited to continue to work with you. Obviously, for our fashion show, we'll be doing video and you'll be on Dirty Water TV and all that stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's which is so cool.
I'm glad we got a chance to meet Jamie, who Stella and Dot just hooked us up, and I think it was a great hookup.
Definitely.
And I love hearing and talking to you.
Likewise. So just tell everybody how they can follow you on social media.
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Google Plus. It's all Battle Designs now, all the way from every social media you could possibly get it onto. And hopefully I'll be on Vine.
Vine one of these days, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll do videos and set videos on there.
Awesome.
So you can get me Battle Designs or EJ Battle. Anything with a battle in it, you could probably get me at.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Earl. You're awesome.
You're awesome, too.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into the social scene. Definitely check out battleofearl.com and EJ and follow him on social media for all the latest updates. And definitely find out more about our fashion show at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Thanks so much for tuning in and stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Don't forget to check out Ursa Major's music video called Bridges on our blog. Don't forget the social scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.